time for another space adventure with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander! With his sidekick, Stupid Larry, and Glorf, the dead Martian dog.
Let's go, Stupid Larry. We're off to the stars. Bring along the dead dog, will you?
Space Commander Wack, strange being from another planet where they constantly say, yeah, really, and you know, and for sure, you know?
Yeah, really, for sure, you know? Heavy.
Far out. Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Stupid Larry, and Glorf, the dead Martian dog, were chortling through a zero-G warp in search of the nuclear quaso-energy field that was disrupting the strange instincts of squirrels on Earth. Did I say that right?
Close enough.
Thanks.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
Look, up in the sky. It's the floor. Gee, Commander Wack, it sure is strange out here with no gravity.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. But what do you mean, no gravity? This is a very grievous situation. Yep. The gravity of our peril is alarming. Never say there's no gravity when there is gravity, Stupid Larry. This is no time for levity. We're floating around our spaceship.
Well, everything's floating around our spaceship, Space Commander Wack.
That's because there's no gravity.
What a mess. I can't get Glorf to go on the newspaper we put on the floor.
That's because the newspaper we put on the floor is now on the ceiling. In fact, so is Glorf. Strange, isn't it? One would think that here in the future, with instant electronic moonbeam communication and extrasensical presentationists, newspapers would be a thing of the past.
But, Commander Wack, how are we going to overcome this weightlessness, regain control of our rocket ship, and accomplish our mission?
I give up. How?
That's not a riddle, Commander Wack. It's a question.
Oh, well, in that case, we'll do it by tying a cow to the back of the ship, wave a red blanket, yell, heave-ho, and running the film backward. Oh, look out! My Volkswagen's floating up behind you!
Huh? Oh, thanks, Commander Wack.
You're welcome.
Hey, you look out! Here comes Glorf's rubber plant!
Thank you. Boys and girls, if you can think of anything you want to drift weightlessly around our spaceship, embalm a gorilla, crush a grapefruit under your arm, and
say, Space Commander Wack! Something's happening!
Of course it is. Something's always happening. It's the dynamics of life, Stupid Larry.
Oh, I mean something's happening that's relevant to our situation.
Of course, everything that's happened here is relevant. In a short episode like this, internal unity is crucial. There can be no wasted words or events, by the way. Who do you think has the best double play combination in the majors? Do you think maybe Jerry
Lumpy? Well, look over here. The computo archaic corno vision readout indicates that the...
Of course. Of course, everything that's happened here is relevant. In a short episode like this, internal unity is crucial. There can be no wasted words or events. By the way, who do you think has the best double play combination in the majors? Do you think Jared Lumpy did a little short guy?
Well, Commander Wack, the computer archaic porno vision readout indicates that the zero-G field we're in extends from a point 7 light-years north-northeast of Berlin, Ohio, on Jupiter, in a 12-light-year strip to a point 9 coagulant south-north-south of nowhere.
Why, that means we'll be stuck to the ceiling forever!
Commander Wack, I've got it. If we push against the ceiling, we can spin the spaceship around so the ceiling's where the floor is and the floor's where the ceiling used
That's
to be.
Stupid, Stupid Larry. You're talking in circles.
Push on the floor. Push.
Okay. Now look, Stupid Larry. The floor's where the ceiling was and the ceiling's where the floor was. And look. No, maybe my feet are where my head was, or your head is where my feet... Well, here we go. Anyway,
no matter which way you look at it, we're saved. We're right side up once again. Oh, Lord,
we're saved. Well, yes, of course we are. One man's ceiling is another man's roof. No, wait a minute. One man's TV is another man's tent. No, wait. You never did answer my question about double play combinations, Stupid Larry. What about, perhaps... Where's the announcer?
Where's the announcer?
Where's the announcer?
There was a line of John here. Don your radio ears next week. Again, for another exciting...
Start over. The music.
Now. Don your... Put my finger on the script. Don your radio ears next week again for another exacting venture of Space Commander Wack. Space Commander! Seeing as I don't have my pants on, I better get out of here. Back to the bathroom.
Space Commander Wack, a banana has floated into your ear.
What?
You have a banana in your ear.
I can't hear you. Boys and girls, if you can hear Stupid Larry...
Oh, Space Commander Wack! This was supposed to be a joke.
What? I have a joke in my ear?
No.
Oh, no. Well, it's off to the stars! Oh, my goodness.
No, I bit him.
Hello. The Fort Hemophilia Community College Classroom of the Airwaves will commence broadcasting at 3:30 a.m. this Thursday morning and every Thursday morning thereafter for your educational edification. Classes offered this semester are: on Monday morning, Blinking 194. Learn to close your eyes and open them again real, real fast. The prerequisite for Blinking 194 is Breathing 312. On Wednesday morning, the Fort Hemophilia Community College Classroom of the Airwaves will offer a real landmark course. It's entitled Career Women with Children Who Assert Themselves and Are in Touch with Their Feelings but Don't Take No Guff in a Male-Oriented Society, 946. This course is described in the brochure as How Today's Woman Can Get What She Wants by Dressing Sexy, Acting Coquettish, and Playing Up to Men's Inflated Egos. The prerequisite is Cooking Skills, 172. And on Thursday morning, Creative Channel Changing, 109. This course says few people realize that in multi-station cities, they can watch television for hours and never see a show. Learn how to fill your viewing day with nothing but commercials, public service announcements, and news briefs. The prerequisite, lowering your IQ to 21. The Fort Hemophilia Community College Classroom of the Airwaves. See you there. Day at 2:20 a.m. Tired of the same old habit? The joyful mysteries just not joyful anymore? Fed up with all those Friday night cloister screenings of Going My Way?
Have we got a weekend plan for you at Worlds of Fun for Nuns? Yes, Worlds of Fun for Nuns. 450 acres of fun, fun, fun. Come to Martyrdom Land. You'll see the St. Sebastian Archery Range. You'll enjoy St. Blaise's famous chicken. Have a train ride through the treacherous Vale of Tears with Pope Urban VI and his 12 wives. Hey, the Blessed Assumption parachute jump will really knock you for a loop. You'll ascend to the heavens, suspended on Holy Guadalupe rope, and then plummet towards the earth, your life in his hands. You'll scream at 40 miles an hour on the near occasion of sin roller coaster. It's a real veil flapper, sisters. Rest at the small boy paddling pavilion and dunk the Antichrist. A 12-year-old boy in navy blue shorts with white shirt and thin black tie will be your shepherd. You shall not want to ever leave Worlds of Fun for Nuns. Each ride blessed by the Pope, so you'll have an infallibly good time. Worlds of Fun for None, brought to you by True Faith Incorporated, a Tandy company.
And appearing this week through Advent at Worlds of Fun for Nuns, Ricky Nelson.
Oh, sister, let's go.
Hi, this is Otis 12. This is Midnight Mondo. Midnight Mondo proud to present a couple of guests tonight. I'm talking with Ted Nugent. Ted? Hi, Ted. How's your album sales going?
Any 15-year-old girls around here?
Hey, Ted.
Oh, my God, your feet! Cat scratch fever! I'd like to introduce my good friend from Aerosmith, Steve Tyler!
Steve Tyler from Aerosmith is here.
More,
Steve
more,
Tyler. Steve, is it true that you guys are real stupid?
No!
Or moronic?
Symbol! Sex! I know lots of words! God!
Guys,
my sex! Guys, the red word!
Guys,
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 guys, guys, guys, guys, guys, guys, guys, guys,
This week on Midnight Mondo, a progress report. Whatever happened to Nancy Sinatra? Who knows? Who cares? Nancy Sinatra, since her last appearance on Laredo, she's been working with her father, Frank, her brother, Frank Jr., her sister, Francisca, and her mother, Mia Farrow. They've been appearing in Frankfurt, selling Franks. That's what's happened to Nancy Sinatra. Her hair is black now, and she's changed her name to Ted Nugent. Nancy Sinatra, who really cares? Next week, another progress report. Whatever happened to Freddie and the Dreamers?
Start gonna walk all over you.
It's time once again for another adventure of Superhuman!
Oh, look, up in the sky, it's a pecan tree!
Oh, no, it's a linoleum floor.
It's a pecan tree, it's got nougat all over it, so I know what it's a pecan tree.
Yes, Superhuman! Strange interloper from another planet. Superhuman is faster than a tall building, more powerful than a single bound, able to shoot locomotives with a speeding bullet. Superhuman, fighting for truth, justice, and $5.50 an hour. We find Superhuman flying in a lazy circle over small-town USA. Suddenly, a flaming helicopter, piloted by Old Aunt Martha, catches his eye.
Help me! I'm burning up!
Why, look! Aunt Martha is piloting that flaming helicopter! I'll just go save her! Oh, gosh, I'm 5 minutes late for Lana's toga party. Oh, well, too bad she couldn't have come along 5 minutes sooner. I would have saved her. Bye, Aunt Martha!
Down! Down! Into the depths of despair! Help me!
Tune in again next week for another adventure of Superhuman! It's time for another adventure of Superhuman!
Oh, look! Up in the sky! It's a pecan tree!
Oh, no, it ain't. It's a linoleum floor.
Yes, strange interloper from another planet, Superhuman! Faster than a tall building, more powerful than a single bound, able to shoot locomotives with a speeding bullet. Superhuman, fighting for truth, justice, and $5.50 an hour. We find Superhuman flying in a lazy circle over small town USA. Suddenly, a flaming helicopter piloted by Old Aunt Martha catches his eye.
Why, that's Old Aunt Martha piloting that flaming helicopter. I better go save her. Wait. Oh, gosh, I'm late for Lena's toga party. Too bad she didn't come along 5 minutes sooner. I might have saved her. Well, bye, Aunt Martha!
I'm going down! Down! Down!
Tune in again next week for another exciting episode of Superhuman!
Is that recued?
Mm-hmm.
Last summer, the Iron Leopard Street Gang in Chicago's Woodbine area became aware of a slowdown in the transfer of appropriated goods from their boys on the street to their fences. The system was breaking down.
Police! Freeze, punk!
This problem was traced to malfunctions in the Iron Leopard's security structure.
I'm gonna cut you up, copper!
The Iron Leopards called in the people at Bull Security Systems to solve their problem. We show them how to organize the neighborhood, develop a strong direct mail approach to power in the streets. It ended their security problem for good.
Police! Freeze, punk!
You freeze, Daddy-O! I just got elected to Congress! I got immunity! Consider yourself laid off.
Proving once again, the system is the solution.
Music established.
Hey, Dad, let's go bowling.
Okay, son, I'll get my ball.
Gee, Dad, you're swell.
Son.
A great American scene. Millions of fathers throughout our nation each day share athletic activities with their sons. This rapport between parent and child is the backbone of our society and makes us proud to be Americans. But would this be possible if communist terrorists were able to roam our streets at will? Let's see.
Hey, Dad, let's go bowling!
Okay, son, I'll get my ball.
Freeze, Taco! We are communist homosexual terrorists, and we're moving in! Here, kid, smoke this heroin! You old man, sit down in the rocking chair! No exercise for you! We want you weak and flabby!
Well, forget about bowling, son. I just want to rest and watch TV and smoke a whole carton of cigarettes.
Well, who cares, Dad? I'm gonna go make some girls pregnant and spit on the flag!
Our work is done here! Later!
The only thing standing between this...
Gee, Dad, you're swell!
...and this...
Pass me more opium, Svetlana.
...is a strong system of American public sewage. Support your American sewer systems today.
Gee, hi, old geezer. How are you?
Real buckaroo, I don't feel too good today, you know. Oh. As a matter of fact, since you mentioned it, I just don't feel very well at all. No, it's just one of those times I just don't feel well at all.
Gee, old geezer, that's...
Feel bad.
Too bad. I guess I better go home now.
I felt better. I just don't feel good today, Buckaroo.
Bye,
thanks for asking.
Bye, old geezer. Gee. Doesn't feel very... Gosh. Bye, old geezer.
Now, Midnight Mondo presents Doctor Talk. A frank discussion on the causes, the cures of the medical profession. Today we have with us Dr. Norman Geist, M.D.
Just call me D.N.G., M.D. for short.
Dr. Geist has collected significant data that seems to show a direct correlation between UFO sightings over Iowa farm communities and a decrease in the cases of cancer in those towns.
True.
Dr. Geist?
Correct. No jive. The UFOs have effectively stopped cancer in several central Iowa towns simply by flying over the infected areas of the town.
Fascinating. What's the scientific explanation for this phenomenon,
Simple.
Doctor?
Simple. Saucer power. Simple saucer power.
Saucer power?
That's how you say it. You see, Cancers of any kind cannot live near saucer-like shapes. And I've noticed this for the first time in West Virginia when a folk healer cured a flare-up of toe cancer I'd had since college days by fanning it with a dinner plate. The next day, my toe cancer skipped down.
Can this power you attribute to saucers be verified, Doctor?
It doesn't have to be. Look down through history. People eat food off plates. Dogs bay at the moon.
I see.
All shaped like saucers. Uh-huh. Why, Joan of Arc had a saucer on her breastplate. Attila the Hun slid his elephants down three of the Alps on giant saucers.
But that doesn't seem
a man in Peru grew a cat to world record size by feeding him milk from a saucer.
Doctor, that doesn't make sense.
Sense? I don't have to make sense. I'm a member of the AMA. Oh. I put my razor blades under saucers, and that's my business. They grow hair.
I see. That is irrefutable proof, Doctor.
Well, I think most people would have to go along with you there.
Thank you, Dr. Geist. Stay tuned next time for more Doctor Talk.
I will.
And now, Midnight Mondo presents cheap, trashy imitations of popular songs as done by the Soundalikes.
Under mommy's porch, I keep a little paper sack with a propane torch to Ichiku Park with a Cub Scout pack.
But will we do that?
We'll burn trees, yeah.
We'll choose that.
Get stung by bees there.
We'll tease the squirrels there.
I want some American cheese there.
It's all aluminum. It's all aluminum. It's all aluminum. It's all aluminum.
Now, Midnight Mondo and this station present another salute to famous honky.
Today, we recognize the contributions of another famous honky.
My grandmother!
Your grandmother. Your grandmother? What did she
do? Well, not much, really, but I owe her a great personal debt, $25. No, so I thought I'd honor her memory with a song.
What are you doing?
Hit it, boys!
Oh, my grandmother was a honky. My grandmother was a honky. My grandmother was a honky, just like Zazu Pitts.
Hallelujah, brothers and sisters, and those of you who don't care anymore, this is the Reverend Oral Fixation of the Fourth Dimensional Foursquare Cryptic Coptic Church of the Killer Bees, interrupting your radio wave with the help of higher forces. Yes, brothers and sisters, I know many of you out there are alone with friends, picking at your faces with big pins, flipping like fish on the shag carpets of suburban reality. Yes, brothers and sisters, snacking at the salad bar of him. Tropic Doom! And you need help! If you have some kind of a question, Reverend Oral has some kind of answer!
What's the answer?
Yeah! Are you hungry? Are you hungry, brothers and sisters? Eat food! Yeah. Are you insecure? Too bad! Are you fat and shy? Donate your liver to science and lose 15 pounds fast! Yeah, then buy back that liver and have it transplanted onto your shoulder blades like St. Paul did to the Ephesians. What a great way to spark conversations with strangers. Yes, if you need the answers, just send the money to me, Reverend Oral Fixation, in care of this station. Remember, if you're broke, that's your problem. But if you're rich, then send your problem to me for a fee. Brothers and sisters, pass the bees in the jars. If you're saved, then you can finger the bees. Brothers and sisters, you'll be saved. Brothers and sisters, throw that man out of here! Yeah! Hey, he's an unbeliever!
It's Midnight Mondo, starring the Ogden Etzel.
Yippee!
I'm Otis 12,
hey.
And that's
Diver Dan Domi. Hey!
What? What's on tonight, Diver Dan?
Hey, tonight a new superhero graces the soundstage of Midnight Mondo.
Hey, and terrorists attack the American sewage system right here on Midnight Mondo. Billy Frenzer, what's on tonight?
Hey, religious revivals with the Reverend Oral Fixation and a peek at the medical industry with Doctors, Doctors, Doctors.
Doctors, Doctor. Hey, might as well be.
Oral what?
Fixation.
Hey, what it be good? It's gonna be great. It's gonna be
one of the all-time. Greats of modern music is playing here.
Yeah, but
we are absolutely killing here.
Yeah, but where's
all this fooling around? It's no fat squalor.
Where's the Tootski? Hey, where's the Tootski, Steve? Hey, where's Sleeper, that engineer? Isn't the engineer supposed to bring the Tootski?
There he is.
Hey, get off the board, man. Hey. Oh my God. Hey, a brand new version of Ichiku Bark. And advice on using deodorant in small rooms. Midnight Mondo. There's such a lot of
living to do.
Well, it looks like another sort of mellow evening's passed here on Midnight Mondo.
Sure does. Yeah.
Starring
Ogden.
Oh, Ogden. I'm Otis 12. And that is
Diver Dan Doomy. That's me. Wow.
Hey, we're all high, of course.
Mellowed out.
Far out. Hey,
we're way up there.
Can anyone here tell me what's on the show next week?
No, man.
I can't maintain that long.
I'm in a euphoria, man.
You might know where you can get some good Chinese food.
Steve Sleeper on control. Steve, where are the Q-tips?
I lost them, man.
Where are the controls, Steve?
I don't know, man. Hey, thanks, man.
Here's the denatured alcohol. I think I'll clean my head.
I'd like to thank Fats Waller for being here tonight.
Fats. Fats. Where's Fats?
He's over there in the corner. If it isn't love,
that's how much down the wow. This is really...
Was Fats really fat?
Very knocks me out.
Oh, not enough.
Good night from Midnight Mondo.
In the sky.
Yeah.
If it isn't love,
Mondo,
then you're a vision, and this is nothing but a dream. So happy it is.